Hey there, amazing people. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things love, life, and that messy, beautiful thing called attachment style. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes? Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But guess what? Understanding those emotional swings is key to actually riding them, not just surviving them. Today, we're diving into the heart of the matter. Understanding and managing your emotions. No fancy psychology jargon, just real talk and practical tips to help you take back the reins. First things first, let's get real about emotions. They're like the spice rack of life, a whole bunch of flavors, some sweet, some spicy, some downright bitter. But here's the thing. Every single emotion serves a purpose. Anger. It tells you something's wrong and needs fixing. Sadness. It's your body's way of processing loss and grief. Joy. Well, that one's pretty self-explanatory, pure bliss. The key is learning to recognize these emotions, understand their message, and respond in a healthy, constructive way. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? It can feel overwhelming sometimes, like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle. But trust me, it gets easier with practice. Here are a few things that have really helped me and my amazing listeners tame those emotional beasts. 1. Name that feeling. Seriously, put a label on it. Instead of just saying, I feel bad, try something more specific like I feel frustrated or I am feeling anxious. This helps you pinpoint the exact emotion and understand what triggers it. You know that feeling when you can't quite put your finger on what's wrong? Naming it out loud, even to yourself, is a powerful first step. 2. Breathe it out. Ever notice how your heart races when you feel stressed? Your body's natural alarm system kicks in. But deep breaths, my friends, deep breaths. They can actually calm your nervous system and help you regain control. Try inhaling for a count of 4, holding it for 4, and exhaling for 4. Repeat that a few times and watch the magic happen. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional state. 3. Journal your way to clarity. Writing things down can be super therapeutic. Jot down your thoughts, feelings, and even the events that triggered those emotions. You might start noticing patterns, recurring themes, or even triggers you weren't aware of before. It's like having a personal detective solving the mystery of your emotional landscape. 4. Self-compassion is your superpower. Be kind to yourself. Everyone has moments where they feel overwhelmed or out of control. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those feelings, offer yourself some understanding and support, and remember that you're doing your best. You are worthy of love and compassion, even on the tough days. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider seeking professional help from a therapist. Sometimes, having an outside perspective can be incredibly valuable and empowering. Let me tell you a story about this whole emotion management thing. Remember that time I totally blew up at my barista because they got my order wrong? Yeah, not my proudest moment. But guess what? I learned from it. I realized that my reaction was completely out of proportion to the situation. I was stressed and hungry, and instead of taking a deep breath and calmly explaining the mistake, I went full on emotional meltdown. Ouch. The good news is, after that humbling experience, I started practicing those deep breaths and self-compassion techniques we talked about. Now, when I feel my emotions getting out of control, I try to take a moment to pause, breathe, and reframe the situation. It's not always easy, but it makes a world of difference. So, my amazing listeners, remember this. Understanding your emotions is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups, downs, twists, and turns along the way. But with practice, patience, and a whole lot of self-love, you can learn to navigate those emotional waters like a pro. You got this. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. What are some of your go-to strategies for managing emotions? Let's keep the conversation going. And until next time, remember to breathe, be kind to yourself, and never stop growing. You are amazing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.